once again showed what he's all about and what he's made of. Lopez was doing his pregame warm up, felt something in his knee, and this is like within an hour of start time. So we were scrambling. We didn't know what we were gonna do. The beauty of giving guys extra days is Martin was supposed to go tomorrow on extra day, but this was his this would have been regular rest for him today, and Martin jumped at it, and he said, I'll take the ball, I'll go right now. We were talking about all kinds of options. Do we use an opener, give Martin more time? Do we do a bullpen? And that would have been rough. But Martin stepped up, man. He said, no, I got it, I'll start. And, 45 minutes later, he's on the mound going 6 2/3, no hit ball. Pretty amazing. He long tossed today, thinking he's pitching tomorrow. So obviously way off of his routine. But an unbelievable performance and unbelievable teammate, warrior, all those things. And we've known this about him. He's showed that several times this year. But this is an amazing performance by Martin.
You got pitchers like to hydrate and do a lot of different things. I mean, I guess he's one of those that just give me the ball and he's whenever.
He's just a pro, man. I was like, Martin, let's give you an opener so you have more time at least to get your body going. And he's like, no, I'm good. Like I said, 45 minutes later, he's on the mound. Taking a no-hitter into the seventh. It's pretty amazing. Incredible, really.
How did you find out?
George, our trainer, came flying. We were doing our bullpen meeting. We always do that. About an hour before the game, we meet and we talk about the bullpen, how it was set up that night, how we're going to use it. And George came crashing into my room, kind of like Kramer from Seinfeld. And he said, Lopez can't pitch, And so we're just kind of looking at each other. And we just started throwing around options, what are we gonna do? And Hef went and grabbed Martin, brought him in. And before we could even say anything, Martin said, I got it, I'll start. And, we thought about maybe we use Martin like out of the bullpen with some bulk innings. There were all kinds of scenarios we were throwing around. But he beat us to the punch. He said, no, I got it. I'm gonna start. Yeah.
Is it thought to be serious with Lopi or just a tweak? Or
we don't know. I mean, he's out getting an MRI, and we haven't heard anything yet. But yeah, it's gonna be an IL. I don't know. How serious it is, but when you get scratched from the start, that's pretty much always going to be an IL, we have to think about some options for tomorrow. Scratched J.R. Ritchie start tonight. He'll be a candidate for tomorrow. I just got off the field, so we're just trying to talk through all these things, but so there's a little bit of scrambling here.
I'm at the corner of the dugout. I'm seeing, when Martin came out of the game, the hugs that the team was giving him. What's this do for everybody else?
Yeah, no, everyone knew what was going on. Everyone knew what he did. And they were celebrating him after the game in the clubhouse again, as a team. I mean, just a selfless, performance by Martin. It's mind-boggling what he did, under the circumstances.
You talk about culture before the game. You talk about games that you never forget during the season. Where's this rank?
Yeah, no, these are things that can launch you as a team. When they see guys, and especially guys that have been in this league for a long time and are highly respected, like Martin, do something like that, it just raises the bar for everybody. When you see a guy that's all about the team, everyone has to be all about the team. When you have your veteran players, your players that people look up to, and we have several of them, they're models every day. But that's what that does. I mean, that just raises the bar in the room.
Do you think if it was like a younger pitcher per se that was put in this situation, you would have been more reluctant to let him start the game, or did Martin's just veteran presence and everything that he's done?
Yeah, I think the fact that Martin, you know, we trust him. He's a pro. He's been through all the wars. We felt like he could get his mind right in 45 minutes. But really, I mean, we weren't even going to do that. I mean, we're going to give him some time, and you know, maybe it's a. You know, he comes in the third inning and gives us four or five innings type thing. Just trying to think of all the scenarios, all the options we had. But he took it out of our hands. And he's like, nope, I'm starting. Like I said, he was long tossing this afternoon, thinking he was starting tomorrow. So, amazing.
How much does the run support and some of the defensive plays that were made tonight help with the support of a guy like that who is kind of stepping into a
yeah, player. I'm sure, like, these guys always want to play hard behind guys, but when someone does something like that, I mean, it's like another level, really, probably of focus and intent when you're playing behind a guy that you know is doing what he's doing. And we played well, we scored runs, we made some plays, and Martin made maybe the best play of the night with the no-hitter still intact when he fielded that swing bunt and spun around through the first. Just an amazing performance all around.
Given what Ronald's done in the number two spot.
Go ahead.
In the back. He's only at like 78, 79 pitches when you pulled
him. No thought. You know, we had a really long inning, and I just said how he was long tossing all afternoon. You know, not all afternoon, but in the afternoon, he was shagging during batting practice. And he hasn't pitched into the eighth inning this year. So if he got a no hitter, he's going back out. But not after he had already given up the hit, you know. And then I was planning on going Didi and Iggy with a 4-0 game. But once the score changed, you know, things changed. You know, we went Danny Young and Medeiros ended up taking down a ninth, but. No, after seven ups for Martin, he was off his routine. He got ambushed and he did unbelievable things under those circumstances. He sat in that dugout for a long time between the seventh and eighth inning, so we were not going to send him back out.
Given what Ronald's done in the number two spot this weekend, is the plan to keep him there for now? You expect?
I plan on doing that against righties. Against lefties, he'll lead off. You know, that's kind of what I've been doing since he came back. Against the righties, you know, like Drake at the top, and Ronald sits there, you know, and he splits up some of the lefties for the relievers. It makes it a little bit tougher. They're still going to bring the lefties right there on Baldwin and go through, Harris probably, but they got to go through Ronald to do it. You know, so it makes it a little bit tougher for him.
What can you say about Lane Thomas or Fulton or anything yet?
Yeah, you know, I heard whispers and rumors and like I said, just got off the field. I have no idea what's official, what's not official. Nothing to report on that.
How concerning is this to lose yet another pitcher? I mean, the starting pitcher. I mean, yeah. I know that the focus was going to be the next 48 hours. Braves need to start pitching, and now it's just going to be that much more amplified.
Yeah. Realistically, we've been dealing with this since the first day of spring training. We've been losing starters since the first day of spring training, and it hasn't stopped. It stopped for a little while there, but we've been dealing with this all year, and it's created opportunities for guys. Guys have stepped up. You know, look, Martin Perez comes in as a, you know, on a non-roster spot in spring training. And here we are, early August, he's been one of our best starters. I mean, you need stories like that to have good years. And you need guys to step up. You need to have pleasant surprises. And we've had plenty of those, both on the position player side and the pitching side. That's why we're in first place. One of the reasons why.
Can he help?
Coach, we get some ball tomorrow.
I'm sorry?
We get some ball tomorrow.
Like I said, I we got to go in there and talk about it now. We end up scratching when all this stuff went down. J.R. Ritchie was in AAA about 25 minutes before his start. So we called right away and scratched him just so we had that option. But that's not official yet. But we did do that to create some options for ourselves. So he's a possibility.
Do you know if he threw any pitches of warm up?
I don't know.
Yeah.
It was chaos right before the game. We just wanted to make sure he didn't get on the mound in that AAA game. I don't know what he did pregame. Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Will.
All right.
Thank you. Martinez back to you.